everyone. In this week's video, we're going to be talking about how your partner is a mirror of yourself. I want to start off by talking about a little bit of like background information, just to make sure that we're on the right page. So like we know, this world is based off or operating under the law of attraction. So anything in our reality is going to be a reflection of what we feel internally. Okay, so what does this mean in terms of us and our significant other? So in terms of that relationship, it's going to really reflect all of the good things that you feel inside, that you want, that you value, but it's also going to reflect all of the things and the incongruencies that you also have inside of yourself. So I want you to think for a second, and I want you to think of a conflict that you have with your significant other, or it can even be a friendship. I want you to see how you feel that way about yourself. So what I'm trying to get you guys to do here is I want you to understand that whatever external conflict is happening outside of you, it's also happening inside of you. That's why practices such as parts work and integrating are such common processes, because we understand through these healing modalities, these splits are what cause people to quote unquote desire different things, when in reality, you can't really desire different things when you're in the same body. However, due to trauma and childhood traumatic events, what happens to a child's consciousness is that it splits into separate fragments, and that's going to cause the child to have different needs that no longer are aligned with the previous direction that they were headed in prior to experiencing that traumatic event. So after that event, they are going to be experiencing wanting something and not wanting something at the same time. Now that we have a little bit of background information about what causes people to feel this way, we're gonna backtrack and we're gonna go back to how do we deal with this as an adult. Okay, so we want to focus on what recurring problems are you facing in your relationship. Once you've identified what they are, you can write them down. Just make a list if you want to do that. However, if you tend to be a controlling person, I would recommend that you don't make a list. You just go off of the first thing that comes into your mind, or the biggest issue that you're currently feeling, or even exactly the way you're currently feeling in this moment. Because what's going to happen is that an individual who has a controlling mechanism will use anything to try to avoid the feeling of losing control. And so instead of actually healing and working on this issue, what's going to be happening is that you're just going to be re-engaging in this coping mechanism, which isn't going to be solving the main problem. It'll still solve something. You'll still see some relief. You'll still see some benefits from it. But you really want to try to get to the core of it all, because that's really what is going to make your life feel so much better. So now that we have found an issue, we want to then go and do emotional work on this issue. I'm going to give you two techniques here. So the first will be emotional processing, which I've talked about in my other videos as well. That's where you're going to go directly into the feeling that you're feeling, and you're going to sit with it, and you're going to be completely present with this emotion as much as you can for as long as you can. And you're going to try to get to the point where it's going to start dissolving. You're going to try to be there for yourself no matter what. Can you be there no matter what? That is the goal. Okay, so you can do that. And the second technique that I would recommend is parts work. This is going to be you looking at a split that you have in your consciousness about wanting two separate things here. So we are going to look at, I'm going to give you an example. I want to stay in this relationship, or I want to leave this relationship. That right there is a split. A lot of people think that these states are normal for individuals, and they're not realizing that they're actually not normal. It's actually something that they can actually look at and figure out what they want. Because yes, there are negative consequences to every decision that someone makes. That doesn't mean that someone is not going to be dedicated to that thing, regardless of the fact that it also comes with negative consequences. You can be completely committed to something and the negative consequences of that decision if you really want something. And people are not really getting to work with these aspects of themselves, so they're half committing to things and then they're not working because you're not putting all of your energy into something, so you can't create as much as you would be able to if you were to put all of yourself into something. Okay, so once you go into those parts of yourself, you're gonna, maybe you can pick one to go into first, because they'll usually be about two or maybe even three splits connected to a particular issue that you're having. Okay, so let's say this part of you wants to stay in the relationship and this part of you doesn't. Okay, so now what we're gonna do is we're gonna go into the part of you, I believe that was the part of you that doesn't want to be in the relationship. Now you're gonna ask yourself, okay, there are also multiple ways for you to do this process as well. But you can either ask yourself, when was the very first time I felt this way? And then emotionally feel your way through that emotion until it starts to dissipate on its own. And then once you've gotten to that point, you can go to the other side and you can say, when was the very first time I wanted to commit to this relationship? And you can go into that emotion, process it all the way until it starts feeling less dense or less painful. It will start feeling like relief or presence. Like, you can be present with yourself and you don't need to change yourself. You don't need to feel anything other than what you're currently feeling. And then most likely you'll end up feeling peaceful. Okay, so once you do that, you want to try to communicate with these two aspects of yourself. So you can either say, I want to take on the part of myself that is over here, the part of myself that doesn't want to commit to this relationship. And then when you do that, you want to try to get this aspect of yourself to tell you what it really wants, what it really needs, and what it really desires in its life in order for it to feel satisfied, happy, and content. Okay, you might want to write this down, this information that you're getting from this aspect of yourself, because you're going to have to compare it and contrast it with the information that you're going to get from this aspect of yourself. Okay, so now that you finish with that, you want to go into this part of yourself and you want to say, I want to go into the part of myself that wants to commit to this relationship. And then you're going to ask the same questions. What do you want? What do you desire? What do you need to be happy and content? You're going to write that down. And then you're going to then come out of that aspect of yourself, go back into your center personality. Just, I want to go back into the part of myself, the center part of myself. And then you are going to look at these two things that they want. You're going to try to connect them or merge them in a way where they're headed in the same direction here, where they agree. Okay. And if you can't already do that by seeing how they want the same thing, then the next thing that we're going to do is you're going to go back into this part of yourself and you're going to ask this part of yourself to see the positive attributes that this part of yourself has, if it doesn't already see how it could benefit its life by basically considering or re-owning these aspects of yourself. Okay. So you're going to do that with this part, and then you're going to do that with this part. This part is going to look over here, and what aspects would I benefit from in my life if I was to be more like that part of me? At that point, you want to write down what they're saying, and then you want to go back into the center part of yourself again, and then you want to read over the information that you have written, and you want to see, I can see that these two aspects of myself want the same thing. Okay, now that I know that, now that I feel that they have agreed to the conditions of working together and accomplishing this goal and really attaining this thing that they now both see that they want, you're going to ask them to integrate with each other. And once you've done that, we're going to connect this back to you practically communicating with your partner or your friendship here. Okay, so once you have integrated and done your healing work here, just to keep in mind, you don't necessarily have to process things in this way. You can use other types of meditation, you can use prayer, you can use whatever you need to use, but you need to feel like it's actually healing for you to engage in this. At the end of the day, you just want to be making progress in the direction that you're trying to head in. And if this technique helps you today, then that's great. And if that technique helps you tomorrow, then that's also great. Okay. So once you do that, then you're going to be pretty clear about what you want at this point. Unless you have other aspects of yourself that are still conflicted, in that case, you have to repeat this process until you have none left relative to this particular issue. Okay, in this case, now that you've done all that, then you can have a conversation with your partner or friend, and you can communicate to them what needs you realize you have in this relationship, and you can see if they are willing to meet those needs for yourself, or if you're willing to get those needs met through other individuals in a way that you both agree is acceptable for the type of relationship that you have. And honestly, it doesn't really matter as long as you guys are okay with the arrangement that's happening between all of you here and none of you guys feel like your boundaries are being crossed. If one of you does feel like your boundaries are being crossed, then I would recommend for that individual to also do some healing work as well so that they can get really clear about what it is they want. Or even if they already know what they want, they need to communicate that. Because at the end of the day, you guys need to work together to try to make each other happy. And the only way that you can do this is by being honest with yourself and being honest with other people, even if it's difficult to admit to the things that you want. And at the end of the day, you would want to be with someone who wants to support you and who wants to help you grow as an individual. And you want to do that for them as well. So you wouldn't try holding someone that you love or that you care about in a prison, because you would most likely want them to be as successful as they want to be or as happy as they want to be. And if that might be ending the relationship and starting a friendship, that might be the way that you have to go. But in other cases, if that just means rearranging how you guys interact with each other within the current relationship, then that's totally fine as well. At the end of the day, you need to make sure that you prioritize yourself and that you love yourself enough that you're going to advocate for yourself and your needs. The more work that you do on consciously mending splits that you have within your personality, the more love and the more kindness that you give yourself, the more this world will give you. I don't want you to feel like it's just another task that you have to do in order to get something you want. You want to do this work because you love yourself enough that you know that you deserve to be there for yourself, no matter what. And at the end of the day, when you can, you know, incrementally make your way over there, you're going to notice that people in your life are going to treat you better. And if they don't, then you can leave and you'll find people who will treat you better. But at the end of the day, it all starts in here, inside of our head and in our emotions, so that we know exactly what we can say yes to and we know exactly what we can say no to. That's pretty much all I have for this video. I hope I helped you guys, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.